السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. وبعد، Welcome everyone to our resumption of Maraqi al-Sa'adat, our weekly sessions on Imam Abu al-Ikhlas Hassan bin Ammar الشرنبلالي الحنفي رحمه الله. His book Maraqi al-Sa'adat في علمي التوحيد والعبادات, the ladder or the ascent to felicity or happiness regarding the two sciences of توحيد, عقيدة, belief, والعبادات, and actions related to worship. بعون الله تعالى, we finish the section on the Eid prayers, and I think we reach the Salat al-Khawf. Let me just find the text part that we're supposed to be reading. Bismillahi ta'ala. We got to the bit where he mentions rahimahullah on the Salat al-Khawf, which is here. Here we are. So he says, rahimahullah.
It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work. Just leave it, Baba. After class, I'll sort it out, okay?
Close the door, close the door, close the door.
I can't do anything. Close the door. The section on that we completed was Salatul Eid. Okay, so we got up to the section on the Eidain, and we completed the Eidain, and then we're now going to start with the Kusuf and the Khusuf, prayer of eclipse, the eclipse prayers. So he says, نفعنا الله به باب الكسوف والخسوف. He says, يسن ركعتان كهيئة النافلة للكسوف بإمام جمعة بلا آذان ولا إقامة ولا جهر ولا خطبة, ويسن تطويلهما وتطويل ركوعهما وسجودهما, ثم يدعو الإمام جالسا مستقبل القبلة إن شاء, وقائما مستقبل الناس وهو أحسن, ويؤمنون على دعائه حتى يكمل انجلاء الشمس, وإن لم يحضر إمام صلوا فرادة كالخسوف للقمر والظلمة المعاينة نهارا والريح الشديدة والفزع. So he says, رحمه الله, يسن ركعتان كهيئة النافلة للكسوف بإمام الجمعة بلا أذان ولا إقامة. He says, Rahimahullah, it is a sunnah to pray two raka'ah, the kusuf prayer. It is a sunnah to pray two raka'ah, similar to how one would pray a voluntary prayer. So a kusuf is a solar eclipse, and the khusuf is a lunar eclipse. So on a solar eclipse, when the sun is being covered, one prays two raka'ah. Excuse me, one prays two raka'ah, like they would pray in a voluntary prayer, a nafila prayer. And it's performed in congregation, bi imam al-jum'ati, with the Imam of the Friday prayer, but there is no bila adhanim wala iqama. There's no adhan or iqama to be made. And he says, wala jahrin wala khutbatin. Neither is it performed loudly, and neither is it a sermon. وَيُسَنُّ تَطْوِيلُهُمَا. It is sunnah to prolong the recitation in a solar eclipse. وَتَطْوِيلُ رُكُوعِهِمَا وَسُجُودِهِمَا. And it is recommended to extend the bowing, the time of the bowing, and the time of the sajda, the prostration. ثُمَّ, after the prayer has been concluded, يَدْعُوا الْإِمَامُ جَالِسًا مُسْتَقْبِلَ الْقِبْلَةِ إِنْ شَاءَ أَوْ قَائِمًا مُسْتَقْبِلَ النَّاسِ وَهُوَ أَحْسَنُ. After the prayer has been finished, the Imam may either sit facing the Qibla or stand facing the congregation to make the supplication. And standing and facing the congregation is better. وَيُؤَمِّنُونَ عَلَى دُعَائِهِ حَتَّى يَكْمُلَ الْإِنْجِلَاءُ شَمْسِ. The Imam, يُؤَمِّنُونَ عَلَى دُعَائِهِ, he leads them in the supplication to Allah Azza wa Jal, حَتَّى يَكْمُلَ إِنْجِلَاءُ الشَّمْسِ. He makes the supplication to Allah Azza wa Jal until the sun fully appears. Until the sun appears from the eclipse. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَحْضُرْ الْإِمَامُ صَلُّوا فُرَادَى. If the Imam does not attend the prayer, then an individual should pray separately. كَالْخُسُوفِ لِلْقَمَرِ. وَالظُّلُمَةِ الْمُعَايَنَةِ نَهَارًا وَالرِّيحِ الشَّدِيدَةِ وَالْفَزِعِ. So if there is no imam to attend the prayer, then people must do their eclipse prayer by themselves. And that's the same as they would. So in the case of a khusuf prayer, a lunar eclipse, people would pray it by themselves, yeah? So you pray by yourself, kal khusufi lil qamar, when there's a lunar eclipse, or dhulumati lil mu'ayyana naharan, or when there's darkness during the daytime, or arrihu shadida, or if there's strong winds, or any kind of calamity or terror or catastrophe that occurs. So that's the salatul khusuf, or the prayer of eclipse. That is the solar eclipse. And then here, rahimahullah, says, Bab al-istisqa'i, the prayer for rain. He says, يُسْتَحَبُّ الْخُرُوجُ لَهُ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ مُشَاطًا فِي ثِيَابِ خَلَقَةٍ مُتَوَاضِعِينَ خَاشِعِينَ لِلَّهِ يُقَدِّمُونَ الصَّدَقَةَ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ قَبْلَ الْخُرُوجِ وَيُسْتَحَبُّ إِخْرَاجُ الدَّوَابِ وَالشُّيُوخِ الْكِبَارِ وَالْأَطْفَالِ فيصلي كل ما شاء منفردا ثم يدعون يستغفرون الله تعالى ويقوم الإمام مستقبل القبلة رافعا يديه والناس قعود مستقبلين القبلة يؤمنون على دعائه بالوارد في سنة الشريفة اللهم أسقنا غيثا مغيثا هنيئا مليئا غدقا عاجلا غير رائث مجللا صحا طبقا دائما وليس فيه قلب رداء ولا يحضره كافر. He says, رحمه الله, ويستحب الخروج له ثلاثة أيام مشاطا في ثياب خلقة متواضعين خاشع لله. Prayer for rain, in times of intense heat and drought, when there's no, you know, everything's dried up, it is recommended, يستحب, for people, you know, in the community, الخروج, to leave the city for 3 days on foot, ثلاثة أيام مشاطا, on foot, في ثياب خلقة متواضعين خاشعين لله. So the community, they should leave the city to pray for the prayer of rain for 3 days on foot and in disheveled clothes, shabby clothes, being in a state of humility, humbleness, متواضعين, خاشعين لله, in a state of humbleness and reverence to Allah Azza wa Jal. And then he says, يقدمون الصدقة كل يوم قبل الخروج. They should give some charity every day before going out. Are you setting out on foot to undertake this prayer for rain? Then he says, ويستحب, it is recommended as well, إخراج الدواب والشيوخ الكبار والأطفال. It is recommended for people to take with them the animals as well as the elderly and children. It's recommended for them to go out as well. فيصلي كل ما شاء منفردا. Everyone should pray however much he can pray by himself or herself. ثم يدعون يستغفرون الله تعالى. And then they make a dua to Allah, a supplication to Allah, and seek His forgiveness. ويقوم الإمام مستقبل القبلة رافعا يديه. Then the Imam stands facing the Kaaba Musharrafa, towards the Qibla, raises his hands, and then while the people, والناس قعود مستقبلين القبلة, while the people are sitting down facing the Qibla, and they يؤمنون على دعائه بالوارد في سنة الشريفة, and then they say Ameen to his supplication, they respond to his dua, and the dua, the supplication, should ideally be found from the noble sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And one of the dua is to say, Allahumma asqina ghaythan mughithan hani'an mari'an qadaqa. Oh Allah, bless us, or pour over us, give us, and quench us, ghaythan mughithan hani'an mari'an qadaqa. Give us or quench us with an abundant, pleasant water, rainwater that will deliver us from this disaster. عاجلا غير رائث مجللا صحا طبقا دائما. Immediately, without delay. وليس فيه قلب رداء ولا يحضره كافر. And then he says, so the dua finishes by saying, oh Allah, feel, give us this, don't delay in giving us this rainwater. عاجلا غير رائف مجللا صحا طبقا دائما. Give us water that, pounds the earth, completely covers our land, and lasts for us, طبقا دائما, lasts for ages, for a long time. And they said, ليس في قلب رداء ولا يحضره كافر. It is not a sunnah for the imam to turn his garment, and neither is لا يحضره الكافر. Neither does a non-Muslim attend this prayer. So Muslims should do it. Yeah. Then he says, Rahimahullah, باب الصلاة الخوف, the prayer of fear. إذا اشتد الخوف من عدو تقف طائفة لدفع العدو وطائفة يصلي بهم شطر الصلوات وركعتين في المغرب. فإذا قام ذهبت هذه العدو وجاءت طائفة ثانية فيصلي بهم ما بقي ويسلم الإمام وحده, ثم تذهب إلى عدوه وتأتي الأولى وأتموا صلاتهم بلا قراءة وسلموا ذهبوا إلى العدو, وجاءت الأخرى وقضوا بقراءة, فإن اشتد الخوف صلوا فرادى بالإيماء ركبانا إلى أي جهة قدروا, ويستحب حمل السلاح في صلاة الخوف. He says that the prayer of fear, If there is intense fear, إذا اشتد الخوف من عدو due to the enemy attacking Muslims, so this is a scenario where Muslims are fighting, defending their homes and lands in the midst of battle against the enemy. And he says, إذا اشتد الخوف من عدو تقف طائفة لدفع العدو. If there is intense fear, then because of an enemy attacking, then a group of Muslims should try and repel the enemy, and while another group, وطائفة يصلي بهم شطر الصلوات وركعتين في المغرب, while another group should pray with the Imam in a jama'ah, and they should perform شطر الصلوات, they should perform half of the prayer with the Imam if it's a congregational prayer. So if it's a two raka'ah prayer, then they pray one. If it's Maghrib, then they pray two. If it's Isha or Asr or Dhuhr, then they pray two raka'ah. So one group repels the enemy while the other group prays with the Imam in congregation. فَإِذَا قَامَ ذَهَبَتْ هَذِهِ إِلَى الْعَدُوِ وَجَاءَتِ الطَّائِفَةُ الثَّانِيَةُ. When that first group finishes praying, not including the Imam is still there. So when that first group finishes praying, they go to the enemy, while the group that was initially defending, they come and they pray the remainder of the prayer with the Imam. فإذا قام, when this first group are finished, ذهبت هذه العدو وجاءت الطائفة الثانية. So this second group now that were defending the Muslims, they join. فيصلي بهم ما بقي. They pray with the Imam. They pray together with the Imam. What remains of the Salah. ويسلم الإمام وحده. After making the salams, they go back to the enemy. وَيُسَلِّمُ الْإِمَامُ وَحْدَهُ. Sorry, the Imam alone concludes the salah. وَيُسَلِّمُ الْإِمَامُ وَحْدَهُ. ثُمَّ تَذْهَبُ إِلَى الْعَدُوِّ. So after the Imam closes the salam, the second group then that was praying with him goes back to the enemy, while the first group now returns back to finish their prayer. وَتَذْهَبُ إِلَى الْعَدُوِّ وَتَأْتِي الْأُولَى وَأَتَمُّ صَلَاتَهُمْ بِلَا قِرَاءَةٍ. They come back and they finish what remains of the prayer without any recitation. فَسَلَّمُوا وَذَهَبُوا إِلَى الْعَدُوِّ. Once they make their closing salams, they go back and fight the enemy. وَجَاءَتِ الْأُخْرَى وَقَضَوْا بِقْرَاءَةٍ. Then after them, the second group comes back and finishes their prayer with the recitation. وَإِنِ اشْتَدَّ الْخَوْفُ صَلُّوا فُرَادَى. If the fear is so intense that it's not possible to do a congregational prayer, then they pray by themselves. بِالْإِمَاءِ رُكْبَانًا إِلَى أَيِّ جِهَةٍ قَدَرُ. One prays by oneself, separately, with head movements or indications towards any direction possible. وَيُسْتَحَبُّ حَمَلُ السِّلَاحِ فِي صَلَاةِ الْخَوْفِ. It is recommended to carry one's weapon when one's performing the prayer of fear. So this is a prayer when Muslims are under attack, in the midst of battle, or in the midst of kind of war, theatre of war, and they need to pray. And if they're praying together in congregation, then the groups that are repelling the enemy, that are fighting the enemy, they must alternate, basically, in their prayer. They're going to be alternating with the Imam. Then here, rahimahullah, says Bab al-Janaiz, the section on the funeral prayer. And of course, the funeral prayer will include the burial. He says, يُسَنُّ تَوْجِيهُ الْمُحْتَضَرِ الْقِبْلَةِ عَلَى يَمِينِهِ مُسْتَلْقِيًا وَيُرْفَعُ رَأْسَهُ بِشَيْءٍ وَيُذْكَرُ عِنْدَهُ شَهَادَةً لِيَنْطِقَ بِهَا وَهَذَا هُوَ التَّلْقِينُ وبعد دفنه يلقن أيضا فإذا مات شد لحياه وغمض عيناه ويقول مغمضه بسم الله وعلى ملة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم يسر عليه أمره وسهل عليه ما بعده وسعده بلقائك واجعل ما خرج إليه خيرا مما خرج عنه، ثم يستر عورته فيجرد ويوضأه بلا مضمضة ولا استنشاق، ويغسل بماء والسدر ونحوه إن تيسر، ويغسل لحيته وشعره بالختمي والصابون يمينا ثم يسارا، ثم يجلس ويمسح بطنه رفيقا، ثم يصب عليه يمينا ثم يسارا بالماء الخالص، ثم ينشف بثوب ولا يسرح شعره ولا يقص ظفره، وتجمر الأكفان وترا تبسط، ويجعل الحنوط على رأسه وللحيته، والكافور على مساجده. Then first of all, he says, رحمه الله, يسن توجيه المحتضر لقبلة على يمينه مستلقيا. That it is sunnah to direct the person on his deathbed, محتضر, in the direction of the Qibla. على يمينه مستلقيا. So to direct the person on his deathbed facing the Qibla, such that, you know, he is facing it on his right side. ويرفع رأسه بشيء. And his head should be propped up a bit with something. So his head should be propped up or raised with something. Then it says, وَيُذْكَرُ عِنْدَهُ الشَّهَادَةُ لِيَنْطِقَ بِهَا. Then the shahada should be recited in his presence so he can try and say it. This is referred to as talqeen. وَهَذَا هُوَ التَّلْقِينُ. وَبَعْدَ دَفَنِهِ يُلَقَّنُ أَيْضًا. It's also said after he's buried as well. But after the burial, of course, there is ikhtilaf amongst the Hanafis as to whether talqeen should be done after the burial. But the author's point here, he's said it's permissible. وَبَعْدَ دَفْنِهِ يُلَقَّنُ أَيْضًا. فَإِذَا مَاتَ شُدَّ لَحْيَهُ وَغُمِّذَ عَيْنَاهُ. When he has passed away, his lower jaw should be closed and fastened. وَغُمِّضَ عَيْنَاهُ, and his eyes should be shut. وَيَقُولُ مُغَمِّضُهُ, the one who's closing his eyes must say, بِسْمِ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى مِلَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. In the name of Allah and on the religion or the way of the Messenger of Allah. And then he should recite the dua, Allahumma yassir alayhi amarhu, O Allah, make his affairs easy or smooth, wassahil alayhi ma ba'dahu, and whatever is about to come after for him, whatever is about to follow, please make it easy for him. And then he says, wassa'iduhu bilaqa'iq, give him the felicity of your encounter. So make him happy with your meeting with him, your encounter with him. His encounter with you, rather. Make him happy. Make him happy by his meeting you. وَجَعَلْ مَا خَرَجَ إِلَيْهِ خَيْرًا مِمَّا خَرَجَ عَنْهُ. And make what he has gone off with better than that which he has left with. Make that which he has gone off to better than that which he has left the dunya with. ثُمَّ يُسْتَرُ عَوْرَتَهُ. Next, cover his nakedness. وَيُجَرَّدُ وَيُوَضَّعُ بِلَا مَضْمَضَةٍ وَلَا إِسْتِنْشَاقٍ. Then he should be given the ritual ablution, but one doesn't rinse his mouth and his nose. وَيُغْسَلُ بِالْمَاءِ وَالسِّدْرِ وَنَحْوِهِ إِنْ تَيَسَّرَ. then his whole body will be washed with water, and if possible, some kind of cedar or fragrance. Yeah, but water alone would suffice. ويغسل لحيته وشعره بالختمي والصابون يمينا ثم يسارا. His hair and beard should be washed with ختمي and certain types of fragrance leaves, or any type of soap, صابون. It should be done washed from يمين, from the right, followed by the left. ثم يجلس ويمسح بطنه رفيقا ثم يصب عليه يمينا ثم يسار بالماء الخالص. He is then propped up, made to sit up, and his belly or abdomen is gently wiped to remove any of its contents and things like that. And after that, pure water is poured over his body. ثم ينشف بثوب, and then he's dried off with a cloth. And then he says, rahimahullah, وَلَا يُسَرَّحُ شَعْرُهُ. His hair shouldn't be sort of combed and things like that. And his nails should not be cut. ثم يصب ولا يصرح شعره ولا يقص ظفره وتجمر الأكفان وترا وتبسط. The funeral, his nails should not be cut. And then his funeral shroud, his akfan, should be tujammaru, you know, perfumed an odd number of times. And then tubsatu, he should be wrapped up in that burial shroud. ويجعل الحنوط على رأسه ولحيته والكافور على مساجده. He must be given fragrances, hanout, on his hair and his beard, and camphor on his feet. You know, camphor on his places of sajida, his masajid. So the limbs that he does sajida on, they should be given camphor. So his feet, knees, hands, forehead, and nose. These are the masajid. The body limbs that he uses to do sajida. They must be perfumed with camphor. وَكَفَنُ السُنَّةِ لِلْرَجُلُ قَمِيسٌ وَإِزَارٌ وَلُفَافَةٌ مِمَّا كَانَ يَلْبَسُهُ فِي حَيَاتِهِ وَالْأَفْضَلُ الْقَطْنُ الْأَبْيَضُ وكل من الإزار واللفافة من القرن إلى القدم لا يجعل لقميصه كم ولا دخريص ولا جيب ولا تكف أطرافه وتكره العمامة واللف من يساره ثم يمينه ثم يعقد إن خيف انتشاره وكفن الكفاية إزار واللفافة. The man's وكفن السنة للرجل, the sunnah way of shrouding, accord, you know, consists of qamisin, a shirt, and an inner shroud, izar, and an outer shroud, lifafa, the two sort of burial shrouds, inner one and an outer one, مما كان يلبسه في حياته. If possible, this is, of course, this shroud should be taken from that which he would wear in his life. Yeah. Shrouds, then he says, والأفضل القطن الأبيض. What is most preferable is white cotton. Yeah, shrouds made from white cotton are the most preferred ones. وكل من الإزار واللفافة من القرن إلى القدم. The outer and the inner shroud, they should be able to cover him from head to toe, basically, his whole body. So top of the head to the bottom of the feet. وَلَا يُجْعَلُ لِقَمِيسِهِ كُمٌّ. The long shirt that he's given should not have any sleeves, ولا دخريص, any gauze, ولا جيب, no pockets, ولا تكف أطرافه, and nor any way of, there shouldn't be no opening for his head to go through. So there should not, shouldn't be a round opening for the neck, the area, but basically of the shirt. وتكره العمامة. Putting a turban on is disliked, to put a turban on the head of the deceased. ولف من يساره ثم يمينه. His inner shroud is wrapped first from the left side, then from the right side. ثم يعقد إن خيف انتشاره. If people are afraid that the shroud will open up, then it should be tied. يعقد should be tied. وكفن الكفاية إزار ولفافة. The shroud that is sufficient to fulfill the obligation for a man, that is the inner and outer shroud, the Izar and the Lufafa. The Izar being the inner shroud and the Lufafa being the outer shroud. So he says, Rahimahullah, تزاد المرأة في كفن السنة خمارا لوجهها خرقة لربط ثدييها وفي كفن الكفاية خمارا ويجعل شعرها ضفيرتين على صدرها فوق القميص ثم الخمار فوقه تحت اللفافة ثم الخرقة فوقها وكفن الضرورة بحسب ما يوجد. To fulfill the sunnah shrouding for a woman, the face should be wrapped in a head covering, khimar, and her chest, her upper part, should be tied with a separate cloth, a khirqa, a kind of covering, a kind of cloakish type cloth. For the minimally sufficient amount of kafan or shroud, either kafan or kifaya, for a woman, the head covering is enough, and the other two sort of main bodily covers. So then he says, وَيُجْعَلُ شَعْرُهَا ظَفِيرَتَيْنِ. Her hair should be tied into two braids, عَلَى صَدْرِهَا, then placed on her chest, above her chest, فوق القميص, on top of the shirt. So the shirt is put on, then her hair is braided and put above her, put onto her chest, placed onto her chest. ثم الخمار فوقه, and then to put the خمار, the head covering, on it. تحت اللفافة, underneath the outer shroud. ثم الخرقة فوقها, and then to put the very last thing is the extra cloth on it, over her, yeah? So her hair is tied into two braids, which are placed on her chest above her shirt. Then the head covering, the khimar, is above it, but underneath the outer shroud. And then the extra cloth, the khirqa, is for her chest part, over the outer part of the shroud, basically. Just another layering. وكفن الضرورة بحسب ما يوجد. And for the bare, absolute, necessary or minimum shroud for her is whatever is available. In fact, this is the case for a man as well. وكفن الضرورة. ضرورة للرجل والمرأة. It's the necessary, it's whatever's available. Bi-Idhnillahi ta'ala, we will finish it here and then we will pick it up, the remaining part, inshallah, next week, where we will finish that, followed by the prayer of the martyr, sorry, the burial of the martyr, and then inshallah, we will be beginning Bab al-Sawm or Kitab al-Sawm, the book on fasting. So, in our ne until then, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we will see you in our next lesson. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.